Well, the virus has now killed more than 100 people in China, and new cases have been confirmed around the world.
So you don't want to frighten the American public.
France and South Korea have also got evacuation plans.
But you need to prepare for and assume.
Strongly warning Americans to avoid all non-essential travel to China.
That this is going to be a real serious problem.
France, Australia, Canada, the US, Singapore, Cambodia, Vietnam, the list goes on.
Health officials are investigating more than 100 possible cases in the US.
Germany, a man has contracted the virus.
The epidemic is a demon and we cannot let this demon hide.
Japan, where a bus driver contracted the virus.
Coronavirus has killed more than 100 people there and infected more than 4,500.
We have to prepare for the worst, always, because if you don't and the worst happens.
War Room, Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
You know, one thing I want to make sure that, boy, can we make that a little harder? Let's just bring that down slow. Okay, you're back in the war room. I just want to make an observation here before we bring on Dr. Bradley Thayer. You know, this show is bigger with the Chinese people, right? The diaspora, and also in mainland China, where it's blown through the firewall because we're both subtitled in Mandarin, and then also they have the translation in Mandarin. Because the Chinese people, Lao Beijing, know that we have their back. This show is watched by more Chinese, right, daily, than all the other mainstream media, and I think in the newspapers, combined. Why is that? Because they know we're bringing them real news and information about the Chinese Communist Party, right? They understand that. They understand what's happened to them. They understand the reason they're not in mainland China, they're spread throughout the world, is because they can't go back to their homeland. Right, their homeland because of freedom. They understand that their countrymen are going to one day overthrow the Chinese Communist Party. The 1.4 billion people in China, there's only 90 million members of the CCP and only a couple thousand that really matter. And they understand we have their back. That's where they watch us. That's where they tweet it out. Right? They get that. That's where they fight the Wu Mao 50 Cent army all the time. Listen, we got guys attacking us. You think we got people attacking us on Twitter? Are Madeline Peltz? Hey, Madeline Peltz, that's the big leagues in the U.S. Media Matters. That's nothing compared to what the Chinese Communist Party's got. That's the Wu Mao 50 Cent army. They got whole military operations. 60 Minutes showed it. They got the whole military operations and the unrestricted warfare, cyber and information war, big league. Okay, very important. And they're coming after us daily. And you know why the Chinese continue to watch this and continue to give us tips and the scoops, the whistleblower movement, the new federal state of China, which I'm honored to be one of the co-founders of, right? This new alternative to the Chinese Communist Party, is they understand we have their back. And we understand that, and I keep saying, the biggest story in the first half of the 21st century is the freedom of the Chinese people. They're going to fight and win their freedom. One of the great civilizations in the world, one of the great peoples in the world, have never been free. Have really, except for a small sliver of time in the early 20th century, have never really been free. Have never been free. The last of the great civilizations to never be free. And that yearning for freedom and the fight for freedom. And you see the way that the Chinese people come to the West when they get freedom, when they get rule of law, when they get property rights, they get the ability to dissent, they get the ability to gather and protest and to work hard and keep their money and keep their own value and not be slaves. They prosper. They prosper like nobody else. They're terrific neighbor. Wow, they believe in they've got the concept of the family. The family is the center of the universe for this great civilization. And yes, the biggest story in the first half of this century is their fight for freedom, right? Now, part of that fight for freedom is going to dovetail in with the CCP's efforts to be a global hegemon, right? You know, somebody said today in this article today, they say, oh, the key thing, you know, Tony Blinken said, the brilliant Tony Blinken, Secretary of State, a guy treated like a powder puff derby at his confirmation hearing, didn't ask him one tough question. He says, you know, the key here is that, you know, we're using diplomacy. We're going to use diplomacy, as the New York Times lectures us on the front page of their paper. You know, we're going to use diplomacy. Trump didn't do that because we're going to really work with allies. Like the Quad was not something that Trump and Pompeo didn't come up with. The Japan, Australia, India and all the littoral nations around the South China Sea. Yeah, Trump never thought of that. India has never thought of it. Never. We're going to actually do diplomacy. And he says, his quote was, this is our biggest strategic advantage. And the reason is the Chinese have no allies. The Chinese said this came from the lips and therefore the brain of the Secretary of State. They don't have any allies. Note to self. Note to self. Their first strategic move is to consolidate the Eurasian landmass. And they're doing this with people we call allies and partners. Pakistan, the mullahs in Iran, who they fully finance, Turkey, and now Russia. Okay? That's, and by the way, their vassal state, North Korea. That's a vassal state, North Korea. And when Trump went down to see President Obama, this has been reported, he went down to see President Obama. He's president-elect, first day, second day, I think, after we won, he went down there, comes back. All Obama's obsessed with is North Korea. Hmm. Oh, North Korea is your biggest problem. North Korea. I said, North Korea. North Korea is you think Russia's a sideshow to a sideshow? North Korea is a vassal state to the CCP. When the president's got, the guy's got going, he takes the first time he took the train, he takes the train to Beijing. They got the photos. They released three photos. He's sitting there with his little notepad writing down what she's saying. He looked like the regional office manager being called in for a come around to say, hey, look, your sales are down, right? It's a vassal state. Blinken and John Kerry. John Kerry's a moron. Anybody's ever dealt with John Kerry knows the guy barely has a three-digit IQ, right? These people are dangerously stupid. And so now today in Alaska, okay, these are what we try to do is give you signal, not noise. The bond market's giving you a signal. This is not sustainable, okay? This is giving you a signal. They're trying to spin it on the front page of the New York Times. They're trying to spin it. Oh, yeah, we're gonna deal with diplomacy, because diplomacy is a word more than confrontation. Diplomacy means kowtow, okay, and get us in the same situation as we allowed this transnational gangster organization, as Stephen Mosher calls it, the biggest killing machine in the history of mankind. And who have they killed? The Chinese people, right? With the Great Leap Forward and the forced collectivization of the of agriculture and the Great Famine and the Cultural Revolution, on and on and on. And guess what? The CCP virus emanating from the PLA's biological weapons laboratory in Wuhan, Hubei province. Oh, financed by and helped by the brilliant Dr. Fauci, that the CNN continues to make a saint, Dr. Saint Fauci. Right. His gain of function experiments, which are too dangerous to be done in the United States of America. Well, hey, you know what? Let's just do them in China. So I want to bring in now Dr. Bradley Thayer, an expert in this area. He's got amazing articles and pieces up with Lin Chao Han over at the Hill newspaper. Two great analysis and commentators on all things CCP. I want to talk about the Daily Mail first. Raheem said that wasn't a leak. That was a briefing that the CCP gave the Daily Mail, and they printed it. What is going to happen is the wholly owned subsidiary of the Chinese Communist Party, the World Health Organization, which, yes, your dollars now. Remember, Biden undid what Trump did. We're going to give them the $200 million. Why not? Why not just give them $200 million of taxpayer money and do the signaling that that shows? Because they're doing such a great job of holding accountable the Chinese Communist Party on a virus that cost us $6 trillion and 500,000 people and done misery throughout the world and agony throughout the world. Why don't we just go ahead and reverse it and let the World Health Organization underwrite it? Let's just do that. Right? Why not? Let's just do that. Let's send a signal that we're going to kowtow to the Chinese Communist Party. The compromised Biden family, as personified by the hard drive from hell, right? First off, the son's totally honeypotted, right? Go to the hard drive from hell. It's up online. Go for the porn. Stay for the compromise, right? Stay for the cash transfers. Dr. Bradley Thayer, let's talk about the Wuhan lab first, the World Health Organization, the fiasco and mess that is. This is a disgrace. Over a year into this, and we can't, with the intelligence agencies telling us what's going on, the Five Eyes guys going on, the people in Australia putting stories up every day about what Intel knows about this. Why are we allowing the World Health Organization that we just gave $200 million to say, hey, we went there, it didn't come, it's from a wet market or a bat cave or something, but couldn't have possibly come from the lab? What say you, Dr. Thayer?
Steve, it's been this is a critically important issue, and we haven't been able to discern the truth about the origins of the virus because of the obfuscation not only of the CCP, which we would expect, but also the World Health Organization, which you've consistently identified as been a fundamental problem in this situation because of their obfuscation, the fact that Tedros was bought and paid for by the CCP. Their leadership at multiple levels is compromised by the CCP, and thus we are in a situation where the individuals to whom we turn, reportedly the scientists and the epidemiologists, are deceiving us, right? Either intentionally or inadvertently, they're deceiving us. So a year from now, it's been over a year, of course, we still don't have the truth about the origins of this virus, and the avenues that we use, that the international community, that in the United States, scientific communities worldwide, all of those avenues have been corrupted. They've been contaminated by the CCP. So in one sense, it's not a wonder. This is by design that the origins have been obfuscated. It's just a question of how long are we going to continue this? And the decision to re-enter the WHO, in my mind, was a mistake. We should have put pressure on the WHO to reform so that scientific truth is going to be the litmus test. Scientific truth is going to be the reason why they exist. Disseminating scientific truth to the global community and scientists worldwide. So we made a misstep there. And we're far from cleaning the Augean stables of the mess of the of this virus, its origins, and its dissemination worldwide, because we've been the tools that we should be using, that should be reliable, have been contaminated.
Isn't it essential for us to continue to press this with every institution like World Health and others and governments and intelligence services, because we got to get to the bottom of the question nobody wants to ask. How active is their bioweapons program? What are they actually doing? The female major general they sent down, when she sits there in the first couple of days and goes, hey, I'm getting double talk and spin from the cadres, the political cadres in Wuhan, because they're trying to cover it up because they understand there's some heads are going to roll, right? So this cover up, I'm going to send a PLA major general. She's in charge of, as all intelligence reports show, and it's out in open source now, she's in charge of their bioweapons program, correct? She went down there to get good order and discipline and get their hands around this. Isn't it essential to continue to press this just to understand what are they doing? What do they else have going on? What type of precautions are they taking to actually be able to manage a P4 lab? Is that not one of the critical parts of this, Dr. Thayer?
It certainly is. The one of the few positive outcomes of this situation has been to call attention, as you observed, with respect to their biological weapons program. But a deeper point, too, is their interest in genetics. And the way that they are interconnecting genetics with artificial intelligence and other technological tools to really try to establish dominance, if you will, both not only in IT, but also in terms of our understanding of human behavior and being the world repository of world-class genetic research. So Wuhan calls attention to this. We're not acting on it. This was an alarm, essentially a clarion call for us to wake up to the situation, to recognize it's not just IT. There's cause for great concern about their advances in obviously in information technology, 5G, artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and other avenues, but also in genetics. The fact that they very likely do have a biological weapons program, which is world class and which is continuing to expand, and that will be wedded to, if you will, the scientific research in genetics. So it's a cause of great concern.
Boy, you just went yard. You're going to hang. We're going to go to another commercial break. We're going to take what's happening in Alaska today. We're setting the stage for you. Signal, not noise for this audience. What's going to happen in Alaska starting tonight? We're going to tie it back also. Dr. Bradley Thayer brings it home right there. We're going to talk about the convergence of science, technology, genetic engineering, gene editing, all of it. When you return, Pure Signal, all next. in the War Room.
War Room. Pandemic with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room. Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, we want to thank Mike Lindell and the team over at MyPillow for their sponsorship of the show. And we're really glad that they gave us this special discount. Go to promo code War Room right now. You go there, you get to look at all 120 products. You get up to 66% discounts on a bunch, but discounts on everything. They just launched the new slippers this week, and the moccasins are last week on the show. Mike Lindell did it between talking about everything he's fighting for on this on the voter fraud thing. He so inspired Raheem. He immediately, and this is the kind of guy Raheem is. Raheem immediately went out and ordered the first ones for his fiance, right? Only later did he order for himself. I tell you, that was
still don't have mine yet.
Very, very touching. Okay, go to mypillow.com, promo code WARROOM. You get the big discount on the queen size pillow, the one Raheem had as a small boy. But now he's got the king size. $29.98 for the queen size, throw another $5. Get the king. Go to mypillow.com. Show your support for Mike Lindell, the American workers up at MyPillow, the 2500, and also the War Room, right? Support for the War Room. Promo code War Room. Go there today. Okay, I want to turn back to signal, not noise, and the audience has to understand we're trying to drill down on the most important topics of the day to give you a sense what's on the other side of the hill. By the way, tonight we're going to have the kickoff, the premiere of a new series we're doing called The Road to 2020. We're going to go through the House, the Senate, but we're not talking about horse races, right? We're not talking about the race. We're talking about the underlying what's happening, the things that are going to drive it. What's a possibility? We get into the fact of everybody's leaning on the shovel saying, oh, we're going to have redistricting, we're going to pick up 10 seats. That's going to be fine. We're going
to
get into
you mean the road to 2022?
2022. What did I say?
You said 2020.
2020. I can't get off 2020. by the way, we start by going back to 2020 and we talk about an update. John Solomon's done it today, mm-hmm. but an update of where these court cases are. You're not going to get MAGA out to vote like the Tea Party came out in the 2010, and that's what we're predicating everything on, until you show MAGA that their time and their effort is not going to be wasted. That all goes back to 2020. We must get to the bottom of that. And by the way, it's all over the country. Lawsuits, state legislatures. Got to go to the paper of record for our beloved Republic, the New York Times. The pivotal reset in China's policy of Biden's team. But I want to read the first paragraph. President Biden is engineering a sharp shift in policy toward China, focused on gathering allies to counter Beijing's coercive diplomacy around the world and ensuring that China does not gain a permanent advantage in critical technologies. Okay, remember, that paragraph is a lot of crap, okay? President Trump was the first to organize after Biden dropped the ball under Obama in the pivot to Asia. It was Donald J. Trump that got Japan, Australia, and India into the Quad and the other littoral nations around the South China Sea. Why? They understood it was a new sheriff in town, right? I'm not just going to sit there and let these guys run the tables on the Eurasian landmass, right? And as soon as somebody stands up to them, other people are coming in allies. Where were those during Biden's 8 years in the pivot to Asia? New York Times, Mr. David Sanger, supposed to be the big genius foreign policy correspondent, and Michael Crowley, Sanger. That's crap, okay? Nonsense. And we're going to get into the technologies. Bradley Thayer, Dr. Bradley Thayer, you're an expert in this area. Can you compare and contrast what they're going to, the kowtowing they're going to do today? Talking about diplomacy. The Chinese not doing diplomacy. They're in your grill. Economic warfare, information warfare, cyber warfare, a hot war, not a cold war, attacking every day. Attack, attack, attack. Okay? We're just not in a kinetic war, but they're threatening that in Taiwan and the South China Sea. Dr. Thayer, can you respond to this disaster joke article in the New York Times trying to prop up the two messenger boys, two pencil neck messenger boys, Jake Sullivan, and Tony Blinken, two compromised messenger boys for, and here's the messenger boys for, not Biden, he's too average, for Susan Rice and John Kerry. Dr. Thayer, the floor is yours.
Indeed, Steve. The Biden administration is standing on the shoulders of the Trump administration. Right? What the Trump administration accomplished with respect to forging the alliances, tightening cooperation for states globally to combat China. So for the New York Times to advance that argument that this is essentially going to be a reset and that it's the rebirth of diplomacy, of course, that's simply spurious. That's simply not true. Trump administration was very actively engaged in diplomacy to confront the Chinese Communist Party. It's the Biden administration that, if it is in fact attempting to reset the relationship with the Chinese Communist Party, that we can see there's going to be great strategic peril. The Blinken meeting with Sullivan is absolutely critical for three reasons. First, it's critical because it's the first one, you know, that where you're going to have these senior officials meeting with Chinese officials. Secondly, it's going to be observed worldwide by our friends, those who wish us well and those who wish us ill, by our enemies as well. So it's a global event. And thirdly, they have a great opportunity to hammer the Chinese on the variety of issues, human rights abuses, trade abuses, technological transfer, many of the others that you've done an excellent job in identifying and addressing. The concern, of course, is that they won't do that, and that there will be this symbolic meeting, and it will be interpreted by the Biden administration as signaling this renaissance of diplomacy, right, a purported renaissance of diplomacy with the Chinese. And we'll go back to the old way of doing things, which is to accommodate China rather than to confront China. The Trump administration confronted China. It did not accommodate it. If they are going to do a reset, again, that doesn't augur well because that means going back to accommodation, which is only going to accelerate China's rise and our relative decline.
Okay. I want to go because they were believers in the Thucydides trap. Jake Sullivan told them, said that was the big problem with Clinton. We made a mistake. We believe we're the declining power. They're the rising power. And I kept saying, hey, we got all the cards here, dude, right? We have the cards. The capital markets, the technology, they go, but this does not gain a permanent advantage in critical technologies. This is what Biden allowed by the deals he cut with Xi. The thing they cut, the deal they cut that was supposed to stop the cyber intrusions and supposed to stop the further militarization of the South China Sea that came to the Rose Garden and signed 6 months afterwards, you had more cyber intrusions than you had ever had, right? And they militarize the South China Sea immediately. This is when Tiger Yang comes to me with Jared Kushner and General Flynn and Peter Navarro and myself. They're in our face about the South China Sea. And we said, hey, guess what? It's all, they said the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the China is not to be questioned. And I go, well, brother, you've come to the wrong place because we're questioning it all. Okay, starting in, that's not an internal sea. That's a free ocean for the world to transverse. And the United States Navy will guarantee that free navigation of the South China Sea so that the free people of Asia can get to their different markets, right? And they're going to sit there and lecture you, but I got to go back to the technological. The Made in China 2025, which comes up on Biden's watch and Obama's watch, is the convergence of the top 10. They're out front. They're saying, now we're building One Belt, One Road to connect our allies. Tony Blinken, write that down. Here, Tony Blinken, write it down. Pakistan, Iran, the mullahs in Persia, okay, Turkey, and Russia. One Belt, One Road to control the Eurasian landmass. This is why India is not loving this. This is why the littoral nations around the South China Sea are not loving this. This is why Asian people are looking towards the United States as a defender of their rights. Correct? Those are allies, Tony. It's not they don't have allies. They have plenty of allies. Okay? The biggest ally they got, Tony, is people like you that are taking their cash and putting it into the University of Pennsylvania. The party of Davos is their ally. Where does Xi go in the third week of January 2017? He goes to Davos and gives a big speech. The problem we got in this world is populism and nationalism. The glory is globalization and more globalization. They're high-fiving him and loving on him, right? Trump comes 2 days later for his inaugural and says, gives a defense of the Westphalian system, gives a defense of the nation state. They say, no. I think there's a different alternative. And they talk about, the critical technologies. It was on your watch, sir, with Tony Blinken taking meetings for Hunter. Look at the emails. He's setting up meetings, right? Hunter Biden's running guys through there. Tony Blinken, some grundoon over at the State Department under John Kerry, right? Susan Rice, National Security Advisor, the same folks meeting in the Palace Hotel before the election, working it out with the Chinese Communist Party. They're going to have continuity program here. You get your spheres of influence, right? Because we believe in the city's trap. We're the declining power. You're the rising power. We're going to kowtow to you and try to make as much money as possible off of this, right? You talk about the technology. Thayer nails it. Go back to the Made in China 2025, those 10 technologies, but the keys, advanced chip design, advanced robotics, advanced artificial intelligence, it's replicant robotics, it's AGI, artificial general intelligence, and advanced chip design. And guess what? We're going to throw in a little code editing. It's all broken out here in Walter Isaacson's new book, Codebreaker. Remember, the Chinese guy, the guy's in prison, he creates two new human beings. They're sitting there going, hey, you know, maybe we'd come up with the gene edited. This is why the experimental gene therapy that she kind of comes up with, RNA, right? But the Chinese doctor, he's creating new humans. The two twins, he's so out of control. The CCP goes, no, you got to go into prison here, dude. You're head of the program, or you inadvertently put the program out there. Dr. Thayer, we asked you to stay over here because this is the thing itself. And I don't need Biden and the New York Times, David Sanger, to lecture us. You guys were all there when it got this revved up, okay? The global corporations are the ones that work with them or look the other way when they stole the intellectual property. The $600 billion a year that they steal. We're going to return to Dr. Thayer to the War Room in just a moment.
War Room. Pandemic with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room. Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, I'm over here going on a rant for our podcast and radio audience. You can't see it. Raheem sits right next to me here in the War Room, socially distanced. But Raheem, you're so pensive and working on something. You know, I know when you're completely focused. You're hearing me with one ear nodding at appropriate occasions. What are you working on?
What does that mean? What do you think? I can't do both.
What are you working on?
I'm working on this article about the meeting between Biden and Putin, and going through some of the transcripts that still exist out there that kind of show how Joe Biden was cut off and humiliated in mid-sentence during this meeting. So
and that's going to be up sometime in the early afternoon. Go back to work. This is a big article. Because Joe Biden, he made himself, this is like the Corn Pop story.
Yeah, no, it's
amazing. He made himself like the hero of the narrative. Corn Pop and the people around him, you know, disagreed dramatically.
Actually,
right?
You know what? Effectively, it's the same story.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's just like he stole the thing from Neil Kinnock.
He took the
Welsh coal miner story.
I'm at the point in the Moscow meeting where he's wrapped the chain around his wrist.
Corn Pop's family, the estate of Corn Pop is going to come back and ask demand intellectual property rights, as they should. Okay, listen. We're drilling down here in the Chinese Communist Party, as we have been. Dr. Thayer is going to get into some heavy stuff about the science, what's going on. One thing we know, what's in your hands in human action, human agency. Before you become a patriot warrior, you got to become a health warrior for yourself. To do that, it's incumbent upon you to take for action, boosting your immune system. Okay, this is where we've partnered with the company now, Wellness, and we've got a million bottles of the vitamin D3 and the zinc. It's free. You got to pay shipping and handling. Also, go online. You can find out whether it makes sense for you to join, sign up for the War Room Defense Pack. You need to go to warroomdefense.com. That's warroomdefense.com today. Go there today. In fact, go there immediately before Raheem breaks his big story on National Pulse, because I know you'll be going there as soon as it goes. Okay, Dr. Thayer, I came in a little hot on that one, but I want you to step back, as you always do, and give us kind of your walk the audience through what I was talking about.
Well, certainly, Steve. First, a fundamental point to recognize is that we created this problem. That is, that we allowed China to enter our technological laboratories, our universities, systems, our every center of research in the United States. So we allow the Chinese to buy or to steal our technology so that we're responsible for creating this situation at a true fundamental level. It was the U.S. and the West more broadly that made China a scientific power, leader in genetics and a leader in information technology. Second point to understand is we need to stop the bleeding. Okay, we've generated this, but China is still heavily dependent on our technologies and our finance. And there are many measures we can do to stop the bleeding so that the hemorrhaging is no longer occurring, and that we can redouble our efforts to sustain leadership in technology and in the life sciences as well, which is what we need to do. So the Chinese are determined to achieve leadership. They're determined to achieve domination in every aspect of international politics. That's the diplomatic, that's the technological, that's the military, that's the scientific. We can see that in the moon, their efforts at space exploration. We can see that in their activities in Antarctica and in the Arctic and the world's oceans, et cetera. And we need to combat that. And in order to do so, we need leadership. The Biden administration must lead on this in order to stop their effort from being successful, from allowing them to achieve domination. The worrisome aspect is the Biden administration is going to adopt some rhetoric largely generated by the Trump administration and a handful of policies, again, generated by the Trump administration, but return to the bad old ways of accommodation, working with U.S., the party of Davos, as you described it, working with Wall Street, with Chinese and many other actors globally.
Dr. Thayer, we're a little bit pressed for time, and I got to get to something, but I got to ask you this question. This convergence, what you mentioned last thing, this convergence of advanced chip design, gene editing, advances in biotech, which they're doing totally unregulated. How big a threat? You just had this artificial intelligence report that came out last Monday by Bob Work, no Trump fan, over the Defense Department, right? I think he's at the Atlantic Council now, and former defense official, and really the chief operating officer of the Defense Department under Obama. And Eric Schmidt of Google, no Trump fan, huge 776-page report that nobody's focused on. When you look at AI, artificial intelligence, of what that report said, and also gene editing and biotechnology, right, of where they are and what you saw coming out of Wuhan, out of the lab, and the things they're working on over there, coupled with advanced chip design, robotics, other things they're working on, what is the Biden administration going to do to stop that? Because if that's not stopped dead in its tracks, we have nothing but dark days ahead of us, sir. How are they going to stop it?
Well, in order to stop it, they have to have the motivation to do so. And it's not clear to me that the Biden administration does have the motivation to stop technological transfer to China, knowledge transfer to China, to keep them out, either their legitimate or their illegitimate penetration of U.S. entities. So you're right to call attention to this. This will be the defining aspect of the 21st century. That is, as we have essentially the merger of artificial intelligence and the coterie of technologies that surround that with the genetic aspect of that, that's going to affect our lives, that's going to affect our military, that's going to affect our economy. And right now, we're squandering our leadership in those ways because we still don't recognize that there's a threat in this area. And to recognize there's a threat means calling attention to the abuses by Wall Street, calling attention to the abuses by U.S. firms, by U.S. universities, and other U.S. actors. Fundamentally, it means recognizing that the CCP is a threat. And if they are successful at achieving their aims, it means the end of that world that Wall Street has created or that the universities seek to create. And is incredibly dangerous for the United States, our position in the world, and the American people.
Dr. Thayer, before we leave, I just got to ask you a question about the continuing investigation in the P4 lab at Wuhan. How important do you believe it is for us to continue or actually start demanding and have penalties to demand answers and to essentially with the world scientists, force our way in there to actually get to the root problem that was that caused this plague? How important do you think that is?
I think it's absolutely essential. Steve, as you know, the Biden administration just enacted those sanctions on the 24 Chinese and Hong Kong officials due to the abuses of Hong Kongers, of democracy and the rights of human rights of Hong Kongers. We need something like that for this center. Right? We need to identify individuals and sanction them, obviously locally, but also at the highest levels of the Chinese government. I think only with pressure are we going to be able to get the truth out of China. And fundamentally, right now, there isn't pressure to do so. And thus, if there is not, we're never going to know the origins of this virus. And we're only going to encourage the Chinese to continue these types of abuses. And the world is going to suffer in the future as it has in the last year due to the virus.
Dr. Thayer, give us your coordinates, social media. How do people get access to your writing? These pieces you have up on the Hill are amazing. How do people get access to all that?
Well, Lin Xiaohan and I tweet at Thayer Han, so Thayer Han, and the number one, Thayer Han 1, is our handle.
Dr. Thayer, thank you very much. Your partner, Lin Xiaohan, one of the smartest guys out there about the CCP. Thank you very much. Honored to have you on here.
Thank you, Steve.
Raheem, you can have a speaking role on the show anytime you want. I want to go now to Raj Doraiswamy. He's a member of the Defend of the Union. They got a huge summit, a national, actually I think it's global, digital summit this Sunday night. It's free. I want to make sure everybody in the audience knows about it, can plan for it. Raj, thank you very much for joining us on in the War Room.
Steve, it's a pleasure to be on your show. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I wanted to have, we were going to also have Jeff Brain from Clout Hub, but we kind of ran out of time talking about the CCP. Take your time and walk us through what's happening Sunday night. Why is it important? What are you guys trying to do? And who's going to be there? Why is it worth our audience time to show up for this?
Thank you, Steve. So what's happening is on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern time, we're having a virtual summit. And when I say virtual summit, I actually mean a virtual summit. This is not going to be your typical sit on your chair and watch something. This is going to be interaction, breakout rooms. But the people that are going to be at that summit, this is the reason why I'm encouraging you to be here. We've got Sidney Powell, who's been on your show several times, Sheriff Mack, the constitutional sheriff, Jeff Brain, the gentleman who you just mentioned, the pioneer of the next generation communications platform for conservatives. That's Jeff Brain with CloudHub.com. Myself, Caroline Weatherington, one of the leaders in Florida. She pioneered and moved women, thousands of them, towards taking action and achieving results. Frank Durverona, a Cuban hero, person who was in the Bay of Pigs. Christy Hutcherson, this is a lady that's going from state to state, galvanizing, leading people, and Pastor Sheriff Sheila Griffin. This is an amazing woman who is galvanizing people of all colors, of all races, of all backgrounds. But I just shared with you a pretty impressive list of people that will be at that summit. But here's what I really want to emphasize to you, folks that are watching this. You just heard Dr. Thayer in the last segment say that we are responsible for where we are now. We got to take ownership of that. You also heard Dr. Thayer say that we've got to stop. We've got to go action, action, action. Everyone that's at the summit that I just shared with you, they are all collaborating, and that's the key. That's the theme of the summit, Make America Free Again, and how? By collaborating strategically on certain action items.
This is great, and you're going to have breakout rooms. I mean, it starts at 5. How long will it go for?
Yeah, perfect. So 5, we have what we call a tailgate party, so people can come get their connection on all of that handled. 6 o'clock is when the actual event starts with the speakers. We'll have from 5 to 6 videos, information, stuff that you're putting on your show as well. 6 o'clock is when the speakers start. It goes till 9 p.m. That's speaker after speaker after speaker. And at 9 to 10, we have collaboration, workshops, integration, breakout sessions. Steve, you asked me, you know, what are we doing here in Florida that's led to this? Well, number one, I am the target audience that your listeners need to be paying attention to, because I am the guy that's not, has not been politically active, been busy with my family, my business, my work. But when things happened on January 6th, that fateful day in Washington, the entire planet shifted. And so I, as an individual, went from being kind of passive, not interested, too busy, to completely invested in stopping what is happening here. Great. And so the...
Hey, Raj... Yeah, we got to bounce to a break, but can you give, how do people get access? Where should they go right now to sign up for this, or how they get access to it?
Perfect. Go to cloudhub.com/Unity Summit, cloudhub.com/Unity Summit, and you'll be able to see the event right from there, participate right from the living room. Bring people, bring your friends, have a watch party, and get the word out.
Perfect. I know they'll love the tailgate beforehand. Raj, we're going to have you back over on the weekend. We're going to push this hard Sunday night, a summit for everybody, a virtual summit for everybody to get in and get to work. Short commercial break. We're going to talk about the great patriots in California that are recalling the governor out there. They said it couldn't be done. Guess what? It's happening. The second front against the Biden administration in California.
War Room. Pandemic with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room. Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
You know, it's always great when you have a sponsor that's actually crazier than the show itself. That would be the one and only Mike Lindell. But remember, there's a method to his madness. Okay, his company, MyPillow.com, one of the great companies in the United States, their sponsor. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code War Room. We got up to 66% discounts on a raft of products, but discounts on all of them. You got to go there today. You got the sheets, you got the pillows, you got everything related to sleep. You got now the slippers and the moccasins, all of it. He's going to be releasing more products too. Can't keep a good man down. Can't keep a great company down. That's MyPillow.com. Proud to have them as a sponsor. Go today to promo code, or just put it in your phone over the weekend when you get some time. Promo code War Room. Shop to your heart's content. Okay, I got to take it back, Raheem. I was teasing you that Natalie Winters and all the team over there do all the work. You're beavering away here for the entire half hour. I know we got a big story because we were about to think. I got to say, I don't know who the writer was, but you know, I used to always be a bright. If I got to find one typo and put a red line through it, then I get to edit the whole thing. Otherwise, it goes. You've been for the last hour. You've been very focused on this story. When is it going to come out?
What does my mug say?
Best editor ever. Okay.
Best editor
ever. But you're actually working. I want to tip my hat.
I don't do it very often. I try and avoid it like the plague, as you know.
Oh, do I know?
But when I do it, I do it.
Okay.
It's worth it. This is going to be a great story. People are going to really enjoy reading this and sharing it around. And it's really going to put the spotlight on some of the other press who are in the room back then as well, who haven't even bothered to go back through Biden's crazy
This is just not clickbait. This is not noise. It's signal, because there's a problem with this guy.
Yeah.
There's a problem with this guy. And now it's seeping into the entire administration. I tell you, he ain't buying it. The bond market's not buying. We're going to have more on that tomorrow. Get into the finances.
That paper, that New York Times. Yep. Look, you've held this up a bunch of times today, right? And you've held up diplomacy, not tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy we're supposed to believe looked at Putin in the eye and went, "You don't have a soul." What happened to diplomacy then?
He threw
that out there. Look, it all unravels. I take you through the whole thing.
This is when Bush actually said he looked into Putin's eyes and said, you know, "I know you're a born-again Christian," or whatever nonsense, you know, Trump, Bush said. Okay. President Trump didn't do that. He's bracing up the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, for the last couple of days, if you've lived back east, a story that we kept saying wasn't getting any coverage, and we decided to go out and talk to the people making it happen. This is the recall of Governor Newsom out there. You got the investigation on, for many reasons, on particularly the nursing homes, on Cuomo. You got Newsom being recalled. We gave it some oxygen. Next thing you know, it's a reality, not because of us, because of the hardworking people out there, but it's carpet bomb now. MSNBC and CNN, Newsom is like, you think he's an anchor, he's up there so much, or a co-host. Tom Del Bacora, what is going on out there? You guys have put the fear of God into this brother, because he's now wall-to-wall on CNN and MSNBC, sir. So tell us, get us up to date on the actions you people have been taking, and why is Newsom, who's supposed to be such a cool customer, panicking?
Well, thanks so much for having us on and your coverage. So our goal was to get 1.9 million signatures because we need to have 1.5 million verified. We blew doors, as they say, and hit 2.1 million, we believe, yesterday. And it wasn't just Republicans. About 36% of everything signed was by Democrats, half women, half men overall. And this is going to qualify behind the big blue line, not the thin blue line we support, but the big blue line. We have an uprising. Why? Because big government has failed. Pure and simple. Everything is big government here. This is the model for the step before, however brief, to socialism, and it's failing. And people are pushing back because California is in deep trouble. California is second in the nation in unemployment, despite you can make the argument California is the richest space or parcel of land in the world. It's second in unemployment and a gutted middle class. We are last in students being in school or participating in sports. We are seventh in COVID mortality. And the list goes on and on. Our gas prices are ridiculous. It's summer. I mean, winter here, it should be cheaper. Our gas prices are $5 in some places a gallon. And so this is the failure. So what do? We take the recall. They don't think it can happen. But once we get into the million range and continue to go up and up, he started to panic. Why is Gavin Newsom panicking? It's pretty simple. Keep in mind, he is the nephew by marriage to Pelosi. In a similar fashion, he has connections to Brown. And the Getty family has been his patron through life. And they wanted this boy to be president of the United States. Only he's not a man when it comes to taking responsibility. He's not a man when it comes to listening to others. So these last days, he's all over the place because he's attempting to nationalize this and make this about anything else but the fact that people can't get their kids in school or that they don't have jobs or that their business is closed or that his policies failed.
You know, we had Lydia Friend on here yesterday. I recommend everybody in this audience go and support her over at Women for Watts. She's a concerned grandmother. A filmmaker, John Spiropoulos, made a film, a short documentary about them on Saturday. We saw it and I said, we got to give this woman some attention. She's sitting there going, hey, this is a corrupt bureaucracy at LA Unified School District. We said the politicians don't care about our kids being in school. They need to be in school to learn and for the social, obviously, interaction. But her point to me was, hey, China's not taking a year off. Our kids can't take a year off. And it's the politicians that are not. Newsom's on TV and he's saying these are all Trump people. This is some Trump's conspiracy. Is there anything Trump oriented about this? Or is this entrepreneurs and moms and grandmothers saying we've had enough of this guy?
No, it is. Look, salon owners. That's the, you know, remember soccer moms? Well, in California, it's salon owners. And who owns salons? Women. I can't tell you how many Democrats that are salon owners that have joined into this because people want to be able to provide for their family or for themselves. And you can't do that in California. Why do you think Elon Musk left and everyone who can afford to leave goes to some place like Texas?
Tom, we got to bounce. What's the site they can go to today to join your fight out there?
RescueCalifornia.org. We've only done phase one. We're heading into phase two. RescueCalifornia.org. Help us do this. If we can defeat the run-up to socialism here, we can do it all over the country.
Thank you, sir. Okay, story up this afternoon on Biden's lie.
Very shortly.
And podcast this afternoon. Is it going to be a podcast?
Yep.
Podcast on National Pulse. We're back at 5. The road to 22. The kickoff episode. You got to be there. Breaking news also. We got to be there today. 5 o'clock. Real America's Voice. See you then.